The Vermont Senate has given its approval to legislation that legalizes the possession of small amounts of marijuana. Governor Phil Scott says he'll sign the bill, and when he does, Vermont would become the first state in the country to legalize pot through the legislative process. The other 8 states that have taken this step have done so by voter referendum. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
If so, all is in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, signify by saying nay.
No.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
There were 2 surprises with the Senate vote. First, there was virtually no debate. Only 3 senators stood up to make any comments about the bill, and they were all supporters. Second, the vote was taken by voice and not a roll call where each senator goes on the record with their vote. The bill allows individuals to possess up to an ounce of pot and grow 2 mature plants. Lieutenant Governor David Zuckerman is a strong supporter of the legalization of marijuana. He hopes lawmakers will eventually implement a state regulatory system where marijuana is sold in retail stores and is taxed.
The legislative system is catching up with the public, and people are getting over the hurdle of this is an absolute evil that doesn't exist, and somehow by supporting this, we're bringing it into existence, and more a recognition of the reality that's already out there in Vermont, and that we now have to move forward with a complete conversation.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears said he wasn't surprised by the lack of debate over the bill because the Senate has been dealing with this issue for several years.
I think the Senate is, at this point, recognizes this is an agreement with the governor, and we passed virtually the same bill last spring.
And Sears doesn't think the legislation will lead to a significant increase of marijuana use in Vermont.
If the RAND Corporation is anywhere near correct, 80,000 Vermonters are using it now, and maybe a few people who will try it and either not like it or continue to use it, but I don't think it's going to result in a huge influx.
Laura Subin is the director of the Vermont Coalition to Regulate Marijuana, a pro-legalization group. She says the bill provides important criminal justice reforms because certain groups have been targeted by law enforcement.
The harms that have been done in the name of marijuana prohibition to poor people and to communities of color are just egregious. And today, the legislature has stood up and said, no more. We don't want this to be happening in Vermont anymore.
Although Governor Phil Scott vetoed a marijuana legalization bill last year, in a recent interview, he said he will sign this legislation.
I made that commitment. It's a libertarian approach, and that was something that I was comfortable doing.
And Scott is also making it clear that he will not support the tax and regulate approach until a reliable roadside test has been developed to measure driver impairment for a variety of drugs.
It's not just impairment due to alcohol or not just to marijuana, but it's prescription drugs and heroin and a combination of all. And we have to come up with a way to determine impairment on our highways, regardless of what the substance is.
Because the legislation is a House bill, it will go back to that chamber on Thursday afternoon before being sent to the governor for his review. If he signs it, the law will go into effect on July 1st. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.